This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Officials from more than 70 countries are meeting in London today at a donors conference aiming to help Syrians displaced by war and to try to slow the exodus of refugees to Europe. The United Nations and regional countries now hosting millions of Syrian refugees say they need to raise $9 billion in aid this year alone. The aid is needed for educational and economic projects to assist the some 4.6 million Syrians who have sought refuge in Jordan, Lebanon, and other neighboring countries. Fadi Haliso, co-founder and CEO of the Beirut-based Basme Zaitune, is attending Thursday's conference. He explains how the nonprofit organization, a mostly Syrian startup in its fourth year, has been providing income-generating skills training, psychological support, and educational services to some 35,000 refugees and locals across Lebanon. Haliso is hopeful that Thursday's Syria conference will do something that hasn't been done before and goes beyond the mere pledging of funds.
There is unprecedented momentum before this conference and during it, and we hope to see some change. This is also one of the first times that we've seen the Syrian civil society involved in the preparations for the conference.
When I have been in Lebanon and I've spoken with people there, also in Jordan, most of the Syrian refugees really say, you know, they want to go home one day. But their big problem is that these host countries like Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, they are not allowing them to work in the general society and earn money at regular jobs. So how important are organizations like yours, which give job training and help the refugees and displaced people actually earn money on their own?
Actually, we are doing our best, but still our ability to maneuver is so limited with the absence of the right framework that can legalize the right to work for refugees. So, and we can achieve much more if such a framework do exist. And to do so, we need to present those governments with a plan that is beneficial not only for the refugees, but also for the poor hosting communities that are hosting the refugees. And I think this is an opportunity to make the refugees as an asset that can help the economy of those countries, not to be a burden. Most of the refugees would tell you that they prefer to work rather than receiving aid. And this is what we are trying to convince everyone here, in that aid money is limited in accordance to the needs. So help us use this money to make the most benefits of it by creating new job opportunities, by creating new opportunities for everyone in the region, not only for the Syrian. This is a major turn point, I think, and we have to make use of it.
When you talk about a legal framework, are you proposing something in particular for Lebanon and Jordan?
Yes, of course. Even in Turkey, we have to grant the refugees the right to work and not limit them to certain sectors. Even in Turkey, recently the refugees were given the right to work, but there was a condition that deprived this right from its meaning by limiting the percentage of Syrians working in any institution to 10%. This would deprive any Syrian established organization or institution in Turkey from its ability to function, actually, because not hire 90% of their staff from the Turkish population for many reasons, mainly for the barrier of language barrier.
But at the same time, I'm sure you will meet a lot of local resistance from Lebanese, Jordanians who say, you know, with the influx of all of these Syrians, we've got no jobs or our opportunities are much scarcer. And then in Lebanon, of course, you have the other issue, which is the almost 500,000 Palestinian refugees who also have similar problems of job opportunities.
Yes, I understand those concerns, but the alternative is the total explosion in those countries. They cannot absorb anymore the refugees on the current conditions and circumstances. So we need to have to do something drastic and a dramatic change, and we need to convince the population that this is an opportunity that can benefit them as well.
What sort of feedback have you gotten from the governments in the region to this sort of proposal?
So far, we haven't got feedback. We were trying to find enough support for a proposal like this. And we will see. I think we have a lot of work to do in the coming months.
I talked to one of your colleagues, Reem, who was a project manager. She was here in Rome presenting Basme Zaitune last year. You won a prize at the Voices of Faith Women's Day event here in the Vatican. You really are doing some incredible things, reaching out to tens of thousands of families and providing courses, education. You've employed quite a number of people. You're giving free services to pregnant women, young children, people with diseases, and you've got a school. I mean, you're doing so much. How many people are you able to help now?
We expanded to 5 different regions, and now we are reaching about 30 to 35,000 persons in Lebanon.
Which is quite a significant increase from just one year.
Last year, our organization was able to acquire some funds from its international partners, and we've been able to expand significantly. But there is a lot also to do. We are starting now to establish some activities in Turkey, and we still need a lot of support. I think what we have proven in the last 2 years since we started working, that the Syrian youth can do a lot once they have the resources. And this is one of the major issues we are raising in this conference, the need for direct funding to Syrian civil society, and to support this organization, both financially and in the capacity building, because they are the ones who would be playing a major role in rebuilding Syria once peace comes.
Fadi Haliso is co-founder and CEO of the Beirut-based charity Basme Zaitune.